There are two types of men who slag you off, I find. The ones you've slept with and the ones you haven't.
Never take students, poets or clerks. Stick out for an army man. With a great big sword and a moustache and epaulettes and tiny little bells on his spurs going tinkle, 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 tinkle. Oh, the sound of a young colonel as he buckles on his sword like thunder crackling in my heart.
Dillis!
What?
What have you done?
What have I done?
It's not Weathercock, it's Weatherby.
Does that disqualify him?
It's not spiders, that's Mr. Weathercock.
I thought he was Mr. Weathercock.
It says here, under his picture, Weatherby, Silas, Heartbreak.
Oh, well, that's more interesting. Maybe it'll keep you out of your creepy cathedral.
Not bloody likely. I went there to get away from him.
You lost me, sweetheart.
Weatherby, Silas, Heartbreak, mine.
That's him? That's the guy you met on some enchanted evening?
Yes, yes, it's him.
He was my north, my south, my east and west, my working week, and my Sunday rest. My noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong.
And although it was certainly impressive when we got to the top, the descent was torture on account of my saddle slipping and my mule continually lying down, usually on the uttermost edge of a precipice. Robin said that this was entirely my own fault for being frightened and yellow-livered and allowing my fears to communicate themselves to the mule. And I said, yeah, we should really get together next week, you know, have lunch and talk. And she says, yeah, I'll be in touch, okay? Okay. Listen, take care. Okay, take it easy. Bye-bye. Bye now.
And now sit back in your chairs and be comfortable, gentlemen. As there is no woman in the house, we can put our boots on the table and spit on the carpet.